Lord, send to lead me this morning to talk about this gospel of the kingdom. This gospel of the kingdom. We know many gospels are being preached today, but the true gospel of the kingdom, we know, is a rarity in today's world. Our text will come from Matthew chapter 24 and verse 14. Matthew's gospel, chapter 24 and verse 14. And it says, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." Jesus was speaking on the Mount of Olives concerning the things that would happen before his return. This morning we're going to look at this gospel of the kingdom. The first thing we'll look at is, let's look at the gospel preached by Jesus and the apostles. Let's look at the gospel preached by Jesus and the apostles. Let's first look at Jesus as we look at Mark chapter 1 and verses 14 and 15. As Jesus began his ministry after the baptism of John the Baptist, and we know the Holy Ghost descended upon him, and God spoke from heaven and declared him to those that were in the midst. Let's look at that. Mark chapter 1 and verses 14 and 15. It says, "Now after that John was put in prison," meaning John the Baptist, "Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God." Verse 15, it says, "And saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye, and believe the gospel." Notice that message today. What did Jesus say first? "Repent ye, and believe the gospel." We know there's many other gospels out there that aren't telling people to repent, but they're telling them to continue in their sins, and that it's okay. But we know the gospel that Jesus preached was, "Repent ye and believe the gospel." We know Jesus used many parables to explain the kingdom of God. We'll look at one parable, the parable of the sower, as we look at Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 20. Let's look at one parable today concerning the parable of the sower. Notice as Jesus explains this parable, he says, "And he began again to teach by the seaside," where Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 20. And he says, "And there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow, and it came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up, and some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, because it had no root, it withered away." Verse 7, it says, "And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground, and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, and some 60, and some 100. And he said unto them, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." Notice verse 10, he begins to explain this parable. "And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. And he said unto them, Unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven."